If you could travel to the past or the future, which time period would you visit? What would you like to see? Would you want to come back to the present? If you could travel to the past and prevent your grandfather from meeting your grandmother, then you wouldn't be here, right? These ideas may seem the subject of science fiction movies and novels now, but believe it or not, physicists are studying the possibility of time travel seriously. About 100 years ago, Albert Einstein proved that the universe has not three dimensions, but four, three of space and one of time. He proved that time changes with motion. A moving clock ticks more slowly than one that does not move. Einstein believed that, theoretically, time travel is possible. If you wanted to visit the Earth in the year 3000, you would have to get on a rocket ship going at almost the speed of light, go to a star 500 light years away, turn around, and come back at that speed. When you got back, the Earth would be 1,000 years older, but you would only be 10 years older. You would be in the future. However, using today's technologies, if you wanted to travel to the nearest star, it would take 85,000 years to arrive. This assumes the speed of today's rockets, which is 35,000 miles per hour. According to Einstein, you can't travel faster than the speed of light. While most physicists believe that travel to the future is possible, many believe that travel to the past will never happen. Science and technology are evolving at a rapid pace. Would you want to travel to the future to see all the changes that will occur? Would you be able to come back to the present and warn people of future earthquakes or accidents? These ideas, first presented in a novel called The Time Machine, written by H.G. Wells over 100 years ago, are the subject not only of fantasy, but of serious scientific exploration. In fact, many of today's scientific discoveries and explorations, such as traveling to the moon, had their roots in science fiction novels and movies.